This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Now, Sean Tanis of our news desk joins us for the market wrap. A report by the Jakarta Post basically says that Indonesia is planning to adopt similar measures that it took when facing the 2008 global financial crisis. The idea here is to restore market confidence and soften the economic impact brought by the COVID-19 pandemic. What's going on?
Right. So among the measures include putting a stoppage on income tax collection. So Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati says delaying individual and corporate income tax collection could stimulate the economy. And this is based on Indonesia's experience in 2008. And currently, the government is looking at how long this will be effective if they take that measure and which sectors should be exempted from this. So analysts are also saying delaying corporate income tax collection will give companies the flexibility to cope with the impact of COVID-19, and also they can use the funds as reserve oxygen tank of sorts.
Right. And the minister also revealed that buying back government bonds is another mechanism that Jakarta is considering at the moment.
Right. She basically assured that the financial authorities will be will basically guard the bond market to follow all the fundamental values they currently have. They've also created a framework for bond stabilization to calm the market. And she noted that Indonesia's central bank also bought government bonds in the secondary market. So this is to basically prevent excessive profit-taking and speculation during this unusual condition, right? So Sri Mulyani noted that the recent beating taken by global markets is also because of the oil price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, and then it's compounded by the coronavirus. So it's like extraordinary and unprecedented situation currently. And this is why she thinks the government will have to do whatever it can to intervene and cushion these sentiments from hurting Indonesia's economy. So on top of that, the financial services authority, they basically allowed listed companies to buy back their shares at up to 20% of their paid up capital without a prior shareholders meeting to ease market volatility. So basically they're hoping this will also stimulate the economy and stabilize the market a little bit.
So yesterday when we spoke with Lawrence Todd of Ideas, one of the things that he used to describe the situation we're currently facing is, he says it's like a concentric bunch of crises. So it's like one thing lives within another, another. And I think that that's actually kind of close to what we're seeing the Indonesian finance minister describing, because it's pretty close. It's like you have one thing and then another. And I guess we're all just wondering when it's going to end. Anyway, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, semiconductor stocks were experiencing separate declines today. What's going on?
Yeah, so the sector was basically affected by overall negative market sentiment. And the main affected stocks were Malaysian Pacific Industries, KSM Industries, and Vitrox Corp, who were among the biggest decliners. So Inari, Ambertron, Franken Corp, and UWC Berhad, and also Pentamaster were also affected, but not as much as the others. And the Edge quoted analysts that the negative price movements among these stocks were not unique to the sector itself, adding that some of these counters have been falling for the past month now, and this is mainly due to the concerns of over a supply chain disruption. So Malaysian Pacific Industries today fell over 60 sen, KSM Industries declined 47 sen, and Vitrox Corp was down 25 sen.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.